The violence in Libya has also sparked an exodus of foreign nationals from the country. Many countries, including the United States, are scrambling to get their citizens out. But some cases are more complex than others. Spare a thought for Jim Coyle. He's an oil worker in Libya. He and 90 of his co-workers are stranded in a remote part of Libya.
We're 2.5 hours from the coast, from Benghazi and Tripoli, in the middle of the desert. We are in our camp. We've been held in our camp.
Coyle says the group has also been robbed by local people who took their vehicles and supplies, and now he's appealing to the British government for help.
We are living every day in fear of our lives as the local people are armed with AK-45s and 7s and 10s and everything. We're living a nightmare, and we've asked the British government to go here for days now, and they're just totally ignoring us.
Seems the British government is indeed aware of the situation. British Foreign Secretary William Hague said about 170 British oil workers and colleagues from other nations were stranded in desert camps and unable to reach the evacuation flights that have been set up for them. Britain has already sent two Boeing 757s to Tripoli and plans to send a third tomorrow if necessary.